Hi, hello, and welcome. This is the Zonecast, where we interview emerging professionals, entrepreneurs, and academics. And today we have with us on the show Raghavendra Sahadev. He is the CEO of Newport Robotics. Hi, Raghavendra. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Salman. I'm doing great. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Absolutely, and I'm also excited to speak to you and learn more about your background and what you do. Can you share your professional and personal background?
Yeah, so in terms of my professional background, I have around 9 years of experience in autonomous driving, robotics, computer vision, machine learning, and I have an undergrad and master's specializing in these fields. I've also been a robotic software developer for Google Summer of Code. I've been a senior computer vision researcher for Huawei. I've been a scientific advisor for different startups in Canada. I've also been involved with the Indian Defense Robotics Company. I've been head of AI and robotics for an autonomous screener startup in the past. So I have a lot of experience on the startup side and on the technology side. And in addition to that, I've traveled extensively to different places in throughout the world, in US, Canada, Europe, Australia, to know the scientific state of the art and meet the right people, to connect with the right people in the industry. And I'm basically a technology person who likes to disrupt an industry and bring transformative changes in the world. Mm-hmm. So that's a bit about my professional background. And around my personal background, so I'm from India. I came to Toronto in 2014. So I've been here for more than around 7 years. And I love the city. I love the country. Canada is a great place to be in. I don't mind the winters. So I like all weathers in Canada. I love the snow, actually.
Oh, you like the snow, eh?
Yeah.
Do you practice any winter sport like skiing?
I do skiing, but very less, like maybe once a year or so. But I don't mind the snow. It's fun.
Can you talk about Newport Robotics, what it is and how the idea came about?
Yeah, so Newport Robotics is Canada's first autonomous trucking company. So what we do at Newport is we are building technology for self-driving trucks to automate the middle mile transportation. What this means is these are typically routes that are between distribution centers to nearby rail terminals or shipping ports. And these routes are typically anything less than 25 miles or anything less than 40 kilometers. That's our sweet spot. And these are known predetermined routes on which these trucks are running, shipping freight. So the goal is to make the whole transportation system more efficient, more optimal, and more environmentally friendly. So basically creating a better overall optimized supply chain for the companies, which would then directly translate for the end customer paying less for a bag of chips.
Mm-hmm. So is your goal to have trucks driving autonomously, or is your goal to collect more data during the transportation process? If you can elaborate on how your technology works and what it does.
Yeah. So our goal is to basically enhance the experience of the drivers. So we are putting together an autopilot feature, which will ensure that these trucks are most safe to drive. So it will alert the drivers. You can think of it as similar to, it's an autopilot feature, which makes the whole process more efficient. And could you repeat what was the question?
Yeah, so if you can talk more about what the technology does in terms of like efficiency and how does it help the driver?
Got it. So it has been known that it reduces fuel consumption by incorporating our technology. It increases the efficiency of the drivers. It further reduces the maintenance and repair cost. It increases the asset's lifetime. So for example, without our technology, a client might be using 10 trucks to perform their operations, but now they would need 8 since the operational efficiency will be significantly improved. So the direct benefits to the clients are in terms of increase in their throughput, so they could ship more and more quicker and in a more efficient manner, and in a more safer manner, at the same time having a positive impact on the environment by reducing carbon emissions.
So you're not trying to replace the driver, but you're providing like an autopilot feature which helps the driver, and it also helps with the efficiency. So can you talk about how your technology is bringing about this efficiency? Is it like, you know, trying to calculate the shortest route, or is it constantly monitoring the equipment of the truck, the engine and various parts? Like what kind of, and is there any kind of AI piece to it or machine learning piece to it? If you can elaborate on that.
Yeah, so our technology does have AI, computer vision and robotics, different algorithms that are responsible for making the whole system more efficient. And also at the end of the day, we are, from an engine's perspective, controls perspective, we, our technology will be reducing the fuel consumption. So it will be it will be in some way making the whole process of braking or making the whole process more efficient. I wouldn't be able to go into the exact details, but overall, you can think about it as when drivers are driving, like the difference between two extremes of a driver can lead up to 30% of increase in efficiency. So with our technology, we want to get even more efficient in terms of all the stated parameters that I mentioned. We do have cameras, LiDARs, radars, GPS, which then together feed into the controls of the truck, making the steering, braking, and throttle much more efficient. So overall, these technologies allow us to become more efficient throughout the transportation operations, right from the distribution center to the nearby rail terminal.
So do you currently have any clients?
Yeah, we do have a publicly disclosed one client, Canadian Tire.
And can you talk about your collaboration with Canadian Tire and what kind of efficiencies they've been able to gain?
Yeah, so I wouldn't be able to talk about the exact numbers, but our initial data has shown that there will be increase in efficiencies. And about our collaboration with Canadian Tire, so we are retrofitting two trucks, and the goal is to demonstrate an increase in efficiency for our clients, making a thereby leading to a more safer system and reduction in insurance premiums since we are more safe, and at the end of the day, addressing all the benefits that we claim in a more quantitative manner so that the direct benefits can be seen up front.
Did you raise any funds for your venture, or is it self-financed?
Yeah, we have raised some initial funding for our venture. So yeah, we've raised funding, which is currently funding our pilot, and we have investors in the company.
So how much have you raised and from whom?
I wouldn't be able to give you the exact number, but publicly, like, we have a $3 million pilot disclosed, out of which it's also partnered with the Ontario government, who's putting in $1 million. And Newport is putting in $1 million, and Canadian Tire is redirecting their operation cost in terms of $1 million.
And do you have any direct competitors?
Yeah, we do have certain players in the industry. For example, TuSimple, Ike, Einride, Kodiak. So there are a lot of autonomous trucking companies. There's right next door in Toronto, we have Gatek, who's working with Loblaws. But most of these companies are not exactly focused on the problem that we are addressing. Like, for example, Gatek is focused more on cargo vans, so which is a much smaller form factor of the vehicle. And most other companies like TuSimple, they're working on highway driving. So that's also a different problem as compared to what we are currently working on. So there are competitors for sure in the field, but these are indirect competitors, not directly working in short haul autonomous navigation.
So you're focusing on trucks which are traveling a distance of 25 to 40 kilometers. That's your range, right?
Anything less than 40 kilometers.
Why do you have that distance limit? Could this not be used in long distance trucking?
So the restrictions on the distance is primarily since our technology is most suited for this. So our current technology is optimized for these distances. So there are certain AI advantages that we have by choosing a route that is less than 40 kilometers.
And do you have any patent or intellectual property?
Yeah, we do have some trade secrets around our technology, around different AI motion planning and perception algorithms.
How do you promote Newport? Do you have a particular marketing strategy?
So right now we are promoting Newport in the form of press releases, and like we recently did a major press announcement. And we really, because it's a B2B business, so we know a lot of players in the industry. So we basically promote ourselves by attending conferences, exhibitions, different shows, and basically people in the industry know our name. So we have a lot of advisors who then make connections. So it's very, I would say, organic growth, as opposed to we're not going directly on public forums very extensively.
And have you received any grants, government grants, to support your venture?
Yeah, we have report. We have received grants from OCE, so the Ontario Centre, OCI, Ontario Centres of Innovation. So we received $1 million from the Awin Streamthrough Grant in form of government support. We've also received support from some other government agencies like IRAP.
I have a question about the social impact of AI. AI through AI and machine learning, there is a lot of automation that can happen, and it can reduce the need for human labor, even though you need, engineers and perhaps designers to develop AI technology. Once that technology is created, it can help reduce the need for human labor. So overall, do you think AI does it take away more jobs than it creates? And what is the social impact, such as job creation or privacy, that you think consumers and businesses need to be aware of?
Yeah, so the question around general AI deployments, for example, you have AI for manufacturing robots which transport goods within a controlled manufacturing setting. Like, for example, there are a lot of companies working, which is also leading to a lot of job shortages. At the end of the day, it's about being ethical in terms of how AI is being deployed. For example, when you long time back when you didn't have a spreadsheets, all people who As soon as spreadsheets and Excel was invented, most of the people who were pretty good in math, so that skill became redundant. The skill to remember numbers, adding numbers, that was pretty much redundant. So as and when the technology advances, new jobs will be created. The nature of human thought process will be different. So at the end of the day, we as humans need to use AI to evolve ourselves to to have a better capability of looking at things. In terms of basically, we need to learn every day and grow as much as we can in terms of our mental abilities. And we need to transform ourselves so that we can work on problems that have a meaningful impact to the world. So some jobs like which are monotonous, dull, for example, in the case of just I'm just going to take an example from years ago, like just the spreadsheet example. The ability for a person to remember numbers based on data became that skill became redundant since you now have spreadsheets. So think about a way, and every change will have resistance. So for example, it has to be a gradual change at the end of the day, and something meaningful needs to occur out of that. So AI can be used in both good and bad manners, and there should always be some ethical considerations around the deployment and use of AI in any particular industry, irrespective of the industry. There should always be people on the ethical sides. They should not be pure engineers who should be making the decisions of, okay, this technology should be done, this should not be done. There should be a proper ethics board. There should be social considerations by people who are not directly engineers, who work with engineers to make a transformative technology out there. And this is applicable across all different verticals in the healthcare, in all in fintech, healthcare, AI, different other industries. So these are considerations that need to happen with the right people and with the right mindset to bring a productive change and transformation in the world.
Absolutely. Can you elaborate on the ethical challenges? Is it something to do with privacy, or is it are there other things? What do you see as the ethical challenges?
So ethical challenges in terms of, could you repeat the question? You were cracking a little bit.
Sorry. Yeah, in terms of like ethical challenges, what do you see as the ethical challenges? Is it about how information and data is collected? Is it about privacy? What do you see as the ethical challenges of AI?
Okay, yeah, privacy is one of the major challenges. That privacy, there should be, everybody's privacy should be highly protected. And people, there should not be a fear of, generally in the public, that okay, my data is being used to do so and such thing, because we all know what's happening in terms of data collection. There's extensive amounts of data being collected by Facebook, Google, YouTube, Twitter, and they have a lot access to a lot of your personal information. So the comfort that these bigger organizations need to bring to the consumer, that okay, their data is safe, is of paramount importance. Just because you don't want to give up your freedom, just because, let's say, if I'm using WhatsApp, doesn't mean that my messages can be read by a senior engineer or a senior VP at what working at WhatsApp. So that's just one example. These things need regulation, and data privacy needs to be of extreme importance, handled with the right mindset, taking public consideration into account, and the right people should be making the calls.
So recently we have been hit by some challenging times. Economic impact of the pandemic has been damaging. Did you see any growth or decline in your business?
There were some difficulties in terms of, because we are also a hardware company. We also have hardware components. We are basically primarily a software company, but there is hardware components associated with it. So there were to some extent, some manufacturing and shipping delays. But overall, in terms of software growth, it did not impact us a lot. But from a hardware perspective, it did impact us. We had to push our timelines by a few weeks. So it did have some impact on us, and just because of the involvement of hardware, which then couples with the software, so there was some impact to us. But at the end of the day, we've managed to remain on track, keep our overall timelines intact, and make sure that we are headed towards growth overall in terms of our company and our current projects with different clients that we're working with.
Do you have any milestones you plan to achieve in the next 12 months?
Yes, I think you will hear from us soon. So I wouldn't be able to comment on the exact milestones, but you will hear about us in the near future.
Do you have a fun fact about yourself that you can share?
Fun fact about myself, like personally.
Yeah, personally, professionally.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. So I like to, I would say, I'm a very energetic person, and I like to work with people who are excited about things, enjoy to learn new things, and they're excited by some creating something impactful for the world. And I'm in general a very excited and energetic person who likes to bring transformations, and I like to work with people with a similar mindset. So yeah, that's a little fun fact. I don't know if it's fun or not, but it's just that I like interesting, exciting, and energetic people who like to work hard and will put the right amount of effort, and who are committed, honest, and dependable.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Raghavinder, it has been nice speaking with you and learning about yourself and also about Newport. So thank you for taking the time to be on the show.
Thanks a lot, Salman. It's been a pleasure to be on the show.
You want to share your website?
Yeah, so our website is www.newport.ai. So it's NUPORT.ai. And you can contact us through email at contact@newport.ai. And we will respond to you right away for any questions or to discuss anything with respect to AI or autonomous driving.
All right, perfect. Listeners, I hope you enjoyed this episode and you get a chance to learn about Raghavinder and also about Newport Robotics. And thank you so much for listening to Soundcast, and stay tuned for more episodes.